الله الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار. الله الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this program of the beautiful names of Allah. And in this episode, we are going to talk about Al-Malik, the king, as it is mentioned in the ayah of Surah Al-Hashr. In the ayah of Surah Al-Hashr alone, 16 attributes are mentioned. Wallahu alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-malik. And later, Al-Quddus, huwa al-Malik al-Quddus. Now, Al-Malik, the king. What do we understand from this word, Al-Malik? The one who got complete control of the affairs of the people. You don't say about someone that he is the king of things, Malik al-Ashiya. No. Whenever the word king is used, it means that he got control upon people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Malik. He got the full and the complete control of all the people and the entire universe. And he does what he likes. Nobody got the power to stop him from what he wanted or he wants to do. Now look that this word is used in many places in Al-Qur'an. Let us take the last surah of Al-Qur'an in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. Here, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is told to say, "Qul, say that I take shelter with the creator of the mankind, with the king of mankind, with the god of mankind, from the evil of the whisperer." Min sharril waswasil khannas, who whispers and then runs away and then hides. The one who whispers in the chest of the mankind and the jinn. Alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas min al jinnati wan nas. Now what we are concerned here with is the word malikin nas, the king of the mankind. Actually, by mentioning these three attributes here, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ, we are told to understand a certain thing. These three attributes are telling us about the three stages of the human life. When a child is still a child, he is just seeing the impressions of rububiya in his house. Who is taking care of him? His father, his mother. Who is bringing the food for him? His father or his mother. So he thinks that the Rabb at that time is the father. But when he grows young, he realizes that his father is not the Rabb. The Rabb is Rabbul Nas, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In his young age, when the person is young and when he thinks that he can do what he likes, because of the young age, because of the energy he got in his body, he may slap whom he like. He may treat badly whom he like. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding him, man, don't think that you are the master. Because he thinks that he is the master. He is just like a king. No, you are not the master. You are not the king. Malik in nas. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the king of the mankind. Remember his power. Don't be tyrannical to others. Because One day you are going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to answer about all your actions. And the third stage is when a person becomes very old. In old age, normally the people, they turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipping Him. And you see that phenomenon very common, even among the Muslims, that an old person is always in the mosque. And it may be a very regretful thing that even if a person is very old, he is not coming to the mosque. Anyhow, in that old age, he comes and he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ilahin nas. So what I am saying, that these three attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including malikin nas, to remind the man about the different stages of his life, and also the association of these stages with the three attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, the subject matter of the whole surah is that you advance these three attributes to seek shelter from the whispering of the Satan. Satan, who is such a cunny fellow that he comes to the man, whispers in his ear, and then he runs away. He spoils his prayer, and then he runs away. So, you need to advance some of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now let us move to the next attribute of Allah, which is Al-Quddus, the Holy. Al-Quddus, the Sanctified. يُسَبِّهُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ الْمَلِكِ الْقُدُّوسِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. He is Al-Malik, He is the King, He is Al-Quddus, means free from all negative aspects of the life. He is Quddus, that anything defective can't be attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No partner unto Him, because He is Quddus. He is purified from such a thing. We can't say that he got a child, he got a son, which means that a person needs a son, yes. A father needs a son, so to help him, to continue with his family line. Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala need such a thing? This is why he is free from having the children, lam yalid wa lam yulad. And also he is free from the defect of sleep, and also the death. As we say that sleeping is a sister of death. Both things are defective things, and it is not appropriate that we attribute them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is free from zulm, from tyranny, from injustice. In one hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Ya ibadi, inni harramtu zulm ala nafsi, fala tazalamu. O my people, that I have prohibited the injustice upon myself, so don't do it you yourselves. Don't do injustice to other people. And in the same way, he is free from lying. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. And who is more true than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the speech. No lying could be attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the same way, he is free, he is Quddus from forgetting a thing or from getting lost anything at all. لا يذل ربي ولا ينسى. My Rabb is not going to go astray or to forget. And in the same way, he is free because he is Quddus from poverty or from being a miser. These are al-Yahud, the Jews, who said about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَةٌ غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانِ يُنْفِقُ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. And the Jews said that the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tied. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not spending. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Their hand would be tied. وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا. And they should be cursed because of what they have said. But his hands are wide open. and he spends as he likes. And in the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Quddus, is purified from al-fana. He is not going to die. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانٍ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Anyone, anything which is on the face of this planet is going to come to an end. But as far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, He is going to remain ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ, one of dignity, one of respect. And in the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Quddus, is free from any similarity with the human beings. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Nothing is similar unto him, and he listens and he sees. And this word or attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Quddus, we normally, when we pray Witr, after the Witr prayer, yani Isha prayer, and then Witr prayer, and after the Witr prayer, we are told to say, Subbuhun Quddusun Rabbul Malaikati Wal Ruh. Subbuhun Quddusun Rabbul Malaikati Wal Ruh. And Subhan al Malik al Quddus as well. The first, we can say it in our dua, in our sujood. And the second, after the witr itself. And we should also understand that this word Quddus, the one meaning which I have been repeating again and again, that he is free, that he is purified from such and such defect. Another meaning of Quddus is al-baraka, the blessing. That all the blessing comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who gives the blessing. This is why a certain piece of land is declared as a place of baraka. That is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is that place? سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. Glorified is he who has taken his abd, his slave, at night time from البيت الحرام, which is الكعبة in Mecca, to the farthest mosque, that is the mosque of Jerusalem. That place where the blessings has been placed everywhere around it, so we can show him some of our signs. So this al-ardul muqaddasa, aw baytul muqaddas, the word al-muqaddas is used here, baytul muqaddas, that is also sanctified. And this sanctity comes because of all this barakah which has been placed there. And with this we come to the end of this episode. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله الرحمن الرحيم المالك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Before the break, we have been talking about the attribute of Allah al-Quddus. Now, this one which we want to discuss now, that is as-salam. As-salam, the source of peace, which is also in the ayah of Surah Al-Hashr. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام. السلام, which is peace. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of peace. And that source of peace has provided us with a way of life which is known as Al-Islam. Now just see the word Al-Islam, it also includes the word Silm, which is coming from Salam, which is the peace itself. Al-Islam, it got two meanings. One is Aslama, which means to submit your will to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the other meaning is also correct. Al-Islam means the way of peace, the religion of peace. Once you accept this religion, you got peace in your mind first. And once you got the peace in your mind, then you will be able to give it to the other people. Do you think that a mental person who got no peace at mind can provide peace to others? No. You take the mental person to a mental hospital because you think that this person is going to attack others and fight with others and try to spoil the matters. This is why he is not fit to live among the people who are sane and intelligent. So Al-Islam is the deen of peace. And the greeting which is given to the Muslim, again, Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you. So, deen itself is coming from Allah who is As-Salam. Deen is Al-Islam. The greeting of the Muslim is As-Salam. And the name of the believer is also Muslim, the person who got that silm or who got that peace. If that is the reality, then how terrorism, for example, could be attributed to this deen? No, never. And before we come to say more about this aspect, let us say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is As-Salam, that He is free from all defects, as we have said in Al-Quddus, especially from the evil. He is free from the evil. Now here comes a question. Is He not the creator of the evil? But we read in Surah Al-Falaq, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask shelter with the Rabb who splits مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقِ from the evil of what He has created. Now the word evil which He has been created, let us understand this point, that He did not create evil by itself, something which is all evil. No. Anything which is which seems to be an evil to it, it is, you can say that relevantly it is an evil. To some it is an evil, to some it is not evil. Evil got good hidden into it. So when we seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil, that evil which may harm us. But as we have said, there is nothing which could be treated as absolute evil. For example, cutting the hand of a thief, that may be an evil to the thief, but it is higher for the whole community. Because the whole community is going to be in peace because that person has met his punishment. So something is an evil for someone, but it is not evil for the others. In the very same way, when the rain comes, now the farmers, they are pleased with that because it is going to help them a lot. But if there is a lot of rain, it may destroy those houses which are just made of bricks, so it becomes evil for them. Anyhow, this is what we understand, that there is nothing which is absolute evil. Evil got always some aspect of khair in it. Now let us come to this saying which we normally say after the prayer. Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam tabarakta ya dal jalali wal ikram. O Allah, you are peace and the peace comes from you. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are blessed. Zul Jalali wal Ikram, you with dignity and with the honor. Again, announcing that very same belief of us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of the peace, and he is the one who gives the peace. And there is another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam: "At'imu at-ta'am wa afshu as-salam wa sallu wan-nasu niyam." Feed the people, yani feed the poor and the hungry, and spread as-salam, spread as-salam, and pray while the people are sleeping. We are concerned here with the second word, wa afshu as-salam, spread as-salamu alaykum. What a good habit it is. And in spite of saying good morning and good evening when you see your brother, sabah al-khair or masa al-khair. And sometime it is a very heavy raining in the morning, or it is snowing, and still you are saying that sabah al-khair or masa al-khair. But when you say assalamu alaykum, that is what is required for you to say. That is the greeting of Islam. And we find among the Sahaba, like Abdullah ibn Umar, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to go to the market. And he used to say that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the worst places in this world are the markets. And the best places in this world are the mosque. So I leave the mosque and I go to the market just for one purpose, to say salam to the people. Going to the people saying, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum. Getting not only rewards, but also creating love among yourselves. And it is not good for the people that they meet other people and they don't say salam. Or if you don't know a person, you don't say salam. You only say salam to a person whom you know. No, this is not the Islamic practice. The Islamic practice is that say salam to every person. And you are getting some reward for that, and you are getting some barakah for that as well. And this salam is going to benefit you on the day of judgment. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. That day, no children and no money is going to benefit except the person who is coming with a sound heart, قَلْب سَلِيم, which means that heart which is free from enmity, from the feeling of hatred, from the feeling of jealousy, from backbiting, for example, from slandering other people. All these things which are not good in Islam, a person should try to abstain from them as long as he professes Islam and he says that he is a Muslim. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, al-muslimu man salim al-muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. Who is Muslim? That is the person who is a Muslim. The other Muslims are protected, are saved from his tongue and from his hands. Now look at the definition of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the Muslim, which is taken from the very root word salima. So when you say that you are a Muslim, then other people should not be hurt by your tongue or by your hand. A Muslim does not backbite other people. He does not slander other people. This is how the enmity grows among the people. And here we understand that how important it is to protect your tongue. Once our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Muaz ibn Jabal, "Kuffa alayka hadha," and then he pointed towards his tongue. Always hold the tongue, hold the tongue. And he said, what about it? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't you know that the people are going to be thrown into the hellfire upside down because of the earning of their tongues? Illa min hasa'idi al-sinatihim. Because of the earnings of their tongues, they would be thrown into the fire. And that is true. Because someone thinks that once you speak a bad word, you can always say, I am sorry, to the other person. No, that is not true. Sometimes you say this word of slandering, and it is so hard and so harsh that the person is totally hurt. And even if you say the word of apology, that is not going to affect him at all. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once he was shown many visions, and among those visions that he saw, a stone or a rock which got a tiny hole, and from that tiny hole a tiny creature came out, and then that creature started puffing and puffing until it turned into a big bull. Now this bull tries to go back into the very same tiny hole from which it has come, and it was not able to do that. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Sayyidina Jibreel, who was accompanying him at that time, what is the meaning of that sight which I have been shown? And he said, that is the example of a person who has said something very bad with his tongue about another person. For example, just to say without any proof that you are adulterer, accusing him of adultery. Now, this saying has been spread among the people. People have taken it and they have started accusing this person. Now you want to say sorry to that person? It is just like that bull who wants to enter into that tiny hole. No, you can't take that word back now. It has turned into something very big. You can't take it back. You have to think before you speak. So, the word As-Salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is peace, and He wants from us peace as well. And with this we come to the end of this program. صلى الله تعالى على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
الله 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 الرحمن الرحيم المالك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار الله الله الرحمن الرحيم المالك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار